12:24 on the Midday Report. In the city of Joburg, Chair of Chairs Colleen Makubele yesterday elected as the new Speaker of the Council, a real blow for the DA because it effectively lost that battle. The DA put forward Alex Christians for the candidate for the multi-party coalition government. And this was possible because the Patriotic Alliance supported the opposition, which consists of the ANC, EFF, COPE, ATM, UIM, Al Jamaa, and several other small parties as well. The PA, I'll remind you, has got 8 seats in the Joburg Council, which was enough to give Makubele the win. Kenny Kunene from the Patriotic Alliance joining me now. Kenny, good afternoon to you. Thanks for your time. Why did the Patriotic Alliance vote against the DA? In your statement, you accused them of being arrogant. Why is that?
Good afternoon, Mandy. Thank you for having me. Mandy, when we came into the coalition of the Democratic Alliance, remember, we came late when it had already been started, and it was reconfigured to accommodate us. However, we found that the DA was holding 3 troika positions, which is the mayor, the speaker, and the chief whip, which under normal circumstances where multi-party see each other as equals does not happen. But we did not entertain it. There were other issues that we're raising with the DA. However, when the opposition voted the speaker out, Vasco da Gama, who we complained about to the DA, we actually voted for Vasco not to go because we're dealing with this issue internally with the DA. But then an opportunity presented itself. The IFP has been complaining also that it did not get what it deserves in terms of the number of seats that they have. And everybody agreed, including the DA. Then a proposal was made between ourselves and Action SA for IFP to take speaker so that we break this monopoly of the DA in the Troika. All the parties supported that idea, including the Freedom Front Plus, that it is the right thing for IFP to assume the speaker position. We then were asked as the Patriotic Alliance to put together our proposal. We put together a proposal that was not only changing the speaker, but it was reconfiguring the council so that everybody is satisfied. But we're also dealing with the issues of financial management in the municipalities. So there are several issues, but at the center of this was the issue of the speaker. But the response of the DA was so arrogant, so rude. And I mentioned this in our meeting to John Cian Hazen, that your response in the letter and your response now to tell us that your FedEx has made the decision and therefore nothing changes, and you will not entertain any proposals, despite the majority saying this is the right thing to do. We are not speaking for us. We are saying that IFP also be given a fair share.
So the way that it works with coalitions, as I understand it, Kenny, is that you agree these things up front, and that's why you're legally bound. But now you want to see it changed. You also want to change in your MMC portfolio from health and social development to economic development. You're effectively demanding 2 portfolios when you only have 7-8 seats in council. So, you know, surely these things are agreed beforehand.
Maybe they've misled you. The agreement is not sacrosanct. Things can change in the coalition and people can engage. I'm saying to you, an agreement was signed and we came in there to reconfigure. Action SA says in their argument, DA, nobody agreed that you should be speaker and chief whip and mayor at the same time. It happened because the EFF voted with us. And by default, you included that in the agreement. But it was never discussed among the coalition partners. And everybody agrees that that's how it happened.
Okay.
But now that an opportunity has presented itself, you go back and you say, can we reconfigure?
Okay.
And remember, Action SA refused to give us economic development. That's what we have asked for from the beginning.
Right.
Freedom Front Plus then said, guys, we will let go of health and social development. Come in when we are in, we can then have this discussion, which we agreed to. When you look at the Central Karoo, the whole council, the whole district was reconfigured despite the agreement being in place, so that our president can be the district mayor.
Okay.
So
Kenny,
the reconfiguration of the agreement happens all the time.
Okay, I take your
that
point on that.
That is why yesterday, after we wrote to the DA at 9:30 to tell them why we are not going to vote with their candidate, the DA then sent Michael Beaumont of FNSA to us and say, no, no, it's fine. We will reconfigure. We will give IFP speaker. We will give a DED. We said, but it is not in good spirit. We are not going to accept it because we have already explained to our constituency and our NEC the reasons for the decisions that we are taking. We can now take a decision in 15 minutes. So they agreed when they saw that they were losing power. So it was not in good spirit.
Okay, Kenny, I have to jump in here because we're pressed for time. I'm sorry. I've got to jump in. You said during your 2021 election campaign that you and Gayton have at least been to jail, but the ANC is still headed there. It certainly looks like you are getting into bed with the ANC here, despite that party being, you know, the position on corruption is obvious.
I think we have been very clear leading up to elections that we'll go into coalition with anyone. And in our statement that we released yesterday, we say that a political party vision and formation cannot just rest solely on getting rid of the ANC or the DA. You must have plans, visions on how you are going to service your people. So if we cannot service our people properly with the DA that has not been able through its MNCs or finance in Tshwane, Ekurhuleni and Joburg, where they could not pay salaries, where they cannot now pay service providers because of poor financial management, then we will go and engage the ANC on different terms. And that is what we have done. And we have come to understand and come to an agreement. That is why Colleen is the speaker and not the ANC councillor.
Okay. Kenny, I have to leave it there. Thank you very much. Kenny Kunene from the Patriotic Alliance explaining why they have voted for the COPE candidate. Or is she really the COPE candidate? It's hard to tell at this point in the city of Joburg. He's saying that you can reconfigure a coalition. My understanding of it, and I know that they're saying the DA is being arrogant here. My understanding of it is that you agree these things beforehand because then you're legally bound as a party in a coalition. Kenny disagrees with me. You heard his view there. Send me a WhatsApp voice note. Let me know what you think.